We love hip hop.
Yes, bro. It's gonna be an ether, bro.
It's gotta.
you remember when Nas did the ether and they had the ether beat, bro?
Yeah.
That's all that's ringing through my brain for the last few days.
Oh, you're trying to get it all out there.
Bro. Oh my God.
Let me know when so I join. Trying to watch that.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be legendary. But listen, man, this is legendary shit, bro. I love tapping in every few days, bro. Or not few days, every few years, man.
Yeah.
Getting an update on what's going on with you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I wanna do instead of like regularly just picking the tunes to start with?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what tune you feel we should start this podcast off with this week. Out of maybe something new that you drop.
Out of mine? Oh,
or maybe a classic.
A Deep Scars, bro. You got to run that Deep Scars.
Deep Scars?
Okay, Deep then. Scars. You got to run that Deep Scars.
Let me look it up here. Let me go on Spotify. I know Roadrunner is on Spotify. He be popping on Spotify, bro.
Yeah, I drop every month, right?
And your numbers go crazy.
Yeah, I do. I do my numbers, though.
Let's get into it, man.
You already know what it is, nigga. Long live no skizzies. Shout out life from the PCC.
I'm not even prepared. I didn't got my sound effects loaded, none of that, but we get it popping. I'm ready.
These scars so deep, I never go here.
Yes, sir.
Runner.
The return!
Only time I feel love when I pop these pills and I roll with a steel. Cause I love my life. Yeah. Wanna feel that pain I feel. Look right in my eyes.
Just know right here.
We had the whole city on a wave. I care what they say.
Let's go, let's go.
Everybody gotta pay out down on my ass.
Let's go.
Pussy boy better duck. No, can't pull up and we'll spray.
Good.
Get paid. How's coming your way?
Yeah.
I'm dropping miles away where you can't even use.
Polar bears. 40.
Yeah. Let's get it popping here, man. Yeah, man. Back at it. It's your boy Friday, Ricky Dredd, here with another interview for your head top. Before I get into it, I want to give a quick couple of salutes to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. They got delivery of the loudest loud all over the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. Or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed website. Use the code WeLoveHipHop and get yourself a little discount. You heard me? Also, I'm sweating, bro. If you need that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba, okay? All different types of flavors of Grabba, different ways that you could dispense the Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba, and let them know that the We Love Hip Hop boy sent you, and they'll get to give you a little discount. Just, you heard me? But like I said in the beginning of this, man, I love tapping in and getting an update on what's going on with this gentleman, as well as like a lot of the rappers in this scene that I've been seeing doing their thing. And bro, you've been doing your thing crazy, especially over the last 2 years, fam.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you very much, you know?
So yes. With no further ado, we have the return of Roadrunner in the building.
Runner!
Jeez! Listen, right off top, before we even start anything, bro, because, you know, like, we be seeing each other on these blog pages and stuff and I be out here doing my lives, doing my interviews and stuff.
Mm.
I asked other guests this, is there anything that I pissed you off about in the last few years and you're like, Freddie, what are you saying, bro?
I think not really. I just like how you're not like too biased, you know, like you just speak on certain shit. Like some bloggers, they tend to be a little scared when it comes to blogging, you know? Or I see a lot of glazing going on in the city, you know, like too much glazing is not good, you know?
If we're gonna
glaze both sides, my brother, you know?
Yeah, it'd be an equal glaze opportunity.
Yeah, like make sure you're glazing properly, no homo, you know? But
yeah,
I see a lot of I don't know if it's because it's out of like if people are scared. I don't know what it is, bro. Like,
well, listen, fam, I just want to know because, you know, I feel that the conversation that I have with you and different artists that we do repeat interviews. Those are different than just, oh, you know, finding out about your life from the beginning and end. Now it's just like, you just chop it up and find out what's going on, period, right? I seen you purchased a crib, bro.
So I got approved for a crib. I never purchased a crib yet. I'm still looking.
Okay.
Because it's, because it's not like I'm buying a shirt, you know? Or it's not like I'm buying a, like, say for, I'm not, just not a car. This is something that, like, and I'm buying it for the sole purpose of hopefully, like, making money off it soon, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't really care to, like, I'm not too big on, like, buying a house to live in it. I'm more keen on having real estate to build equity. And build my portfolio and things like that. So yeah, I did get approved. I just been shopping around to see what fits perfectly, what I could make money on in the next few years, you know?
Yeah, fam. Can we stay on that for a quick second? Cause yeah, I'm into that shit, right? Yeah,
for sure.
Like I'm a landlord. I have a few tenants. I have tenants in Montreal, tenants over here. And it's like when you're looking for tenants and looking for places for those things, you have to make sure you get something that you can at least make some money back. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know,
are the market out here, fam? What's that looking like to you right now?
Is it? It's crazy because for 450, 500, say for a condo, say you get approved for 500, okay, you're getting a shoebox. You're literally getting a shoebox. Like you're gonna walk in there. The kitchen is right by the door. There's one little bedroom. There's one little washroom. And if you're living with your significant other, I promise you, there's going to be bare body heat. And all you guys are going to do is fight. Bare pure body heat, you know? You're going to fight your girl and you're going to be like, where do I go? Like,
yeah.
You can only go from the sofa to the bed, bro.
Fam, I've seen some places
you can't even go to the kitchen because the kitchen is in the living room.
Fam, I've seen situations where there's like 2-3 roommates in one of those type of places, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's the international students. I'm not an international student. I've seen places like that. You get what I'm trying to say? Shout out to them, you know, but I've been to some of those places. There's a difference between having like a small space and then living unsanitary.
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost like a cell. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like there's two different types of people. People who live clean and then people who just live unsanitary. Like, bro, clean up your shit, bro.
Care about your surroundings.
I don't know about other people, but like if my like room's a mess or like my living room's a mess, I get anxiety. Like I want to like clean up. Like, I need this shit like clean, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same, man.
Yeah, like I can't have like no like flies flying around and shit. Like that shit's dirty, you know?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Brother, like, come on, brother. Like, what is this?
But you know? One other thing.
It's Canada, brother.
Yeah, yeah. And I get aggravated too when the room's messy, fam.
Yeah, it's like, and especially if you're like living with other people and they're not cleaning the room, bro, box you. Get out of here. Like, what? You're not going to clean up after yourself? Like, come on, man.
Well, okay, but even like, I be watching the gram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I seen a post where you got some backlash the other day, fam. Can we talk about that, bro? You were talking about white.
You know what the thing is? I get backlash from every post. So you gotta specify which post it was.
Okay, so there was the one you're in your car. Outside the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got backlash from the Indian community for that.
Okay, so of course I got backlash from the Indian community because I turned the man Muslim. Okay, this is the problem here, right? First of all, like, it's none of their business. Second of all, okay, a man comes up to me, okay? He says, yo, brother, I'm Muslim. I said, okay, brother, you're Muslim? Okay, what steps did you take to become Muslim? You get what I'm trying to say? Because I can wake up tomorrow and say I'm Muslim, okay? But there's certain steps you have to take in order to become Muslim. You get what I'm trying to say? And one of those steps is saying the Shahada, which I looked at him and I said, have you said it? He said, no. So I said, all right, brother, you're Muslim, right? He said, yeah. I said, all right, I'm going to make you real Muslim today. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
So repeat after me. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. He repeated after me. I never put a knife to his neck. I never told him, yo, you have to do this. I said, brother, like, do you want to do this? He said, yeah. I said, repeat after me. Yeah, I get good rewards. He was happy. I was happy. Everybody was happy except for the Indians.
So what does it look like? Like, are you getting, the comments?
I never saw that, but was it the Indians that were mad at me in the
comments? Yeah, yeah. But did you get DMs about it and stuff?
Oh, I get DMs all the time.
What does that look like, fam? Like,
yo, honestly, like when I first started, it was like annoying. Now it's like, I just laugh it off. Like, it's so funny, you know, like, it's funny to me now. But I get all sorts of DMs. I tend not to go into my requests too much because I feel like that's where like these kids and these fake accounts behind like no DPs try to get the best of you.
Yeah.
So I try not even like looking at it because I'm like, bro, what am I going to see there? It's nothing, like it's low vibration energy. Like,
have you ever slipped though and say, you know what, let me just take a look, and then
I have a couple times and it pisses me off and then I'm like, bro, never again, you know? Yeah. Never again, you know?
Trust me, fam. Yeah. Cause you'll see someone like, you're a goof.
Yeah.
Watch when I see you. And I'm like,
so you know what's happened? Like, yo, remember that one time I said that Punjabi rappers are cap, right?
Yes.
So yo, fam, I don't know why in the world these guys thought that I'm talking about the whole like ethnicity, but I'm not. I was talking about the rappers, and I keep having to specify this. And I wasn't even talking about all the rappers.
Yeah,
I said there's some of them that do be doing that. Same thing with Hollywood too. Like, same thing with rap. A lot of people with rap be doing that too. You get what I'm trying to say? I just feel like in the Punjabi community, it's done a little more. And I spoke on it, and I still stand on what I said, bro. Ain't nothing changed, you know?
Yeah, and you do music and work with like different Punjabi artists.
I work with them, bro.
Yes.
You know what I'm trying to say? So
what did the backlash look like after that post?
Oh, it was like, Islam is poison. And yeah, man, I see all sorts of shit. Oh, Islam is poison, like a bunch of like terrorist jokes and all sorts of, bro, I get a lot of crazy shit in my DM.
That's different shit though.
Yeah.
Because both get backlash type of post.
Yeah.
But I'm getting, oh, you're an old head, da 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 da.
Soft.
Right?
These guys don't even make it past 19.
But you get cultural shit, fam.
Oh yeah, all the time.
What the fuck,
fam? Yeah, I got some racist shit, bro. Like,
what's some racist shit you seen in a comment, bro?
Like that, like shit like that. Oh, Prophet, they'll talk about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a lot, you know. They'll say Islam is poison. They'll say, oh, you guys marry your cousins.
What?
Yeah, like it's crazy stuff. And
are these accounts that, like, I don't know, I don't
real
think
accounts
you, have you ever clicked on accounts?
Yeah, real. It's usually
real shit, eh?
Yeah, it's usually I've noticed that it's usually not my Punjabi brothers. I love my Sikhs.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that it's usually like the Indians, like the actual Indians, like from Hindustan. Yeah, it's those guys. Shout out to them, though. I still love them.
Mm-hmm.
I hope God guides you. You get what I'm trying to say? But yeah, like, I don't think Islam is poison. Do I look like poison to you, broski?
No, fam. So long, right? Fam, to be honest, like, I think we're on our third or fourth conversation now, or maybe we might be going on to our fifth one.
Yeah.
Part of the reason, besides like you being a dope artist, fam, is like because you're a cool dinger, bro. You're a cool dude, fam. Facts, like, you brought me to your hood, fam. Like,
we walked around the hood. Like,
I was safe and shit, bro.
Yeah, we walked around the hood. Like, everything was cool. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Everybody I come across, it's just been like, I've been just righteous. You get what I'm trying to say?
So, fam, you're giving away freaking ice creams and shit in the hood, bro.
Exactly.
And you still got backlash from that.
I got backlash from that too. And that's even besides the point. It's just like, in general, just being a good human being. It's like the ice, given how ice cream has nothing to do with it, you know? It's just like just being a righteous person, being good to everybody. But you know what it is, man? Like, people feel like, I don't know what it is, but people feel like there's this perception around Muslims, you know, around the world, where they think that, oh, we're the bad guys, but we're not really the bad guys. People have been doing bad to us for the longest time. Like, if you can go anywhere in the world, you can go to America right now. And like, that's why I say our black brothers and Muslims, we go through the same problems because we get like problems just like in America, black people have it hard sometimes. Yeah, in America, Muslims have it really hard, you know?
Yeah.
In some places of the world, black people have it hard. Muslims have it real hard. Mm-hmm. Like, in I think it's France, a woman can't even wear a hijab.
Really?
So you're telling me a female can go out butt naked. It's okay. Okay? But the minute she chooses to wear a scarf, it's a problem.
Yeah, something sacred.
And it's their choice. Like, if they want to wear something on their head to make them feel more secure,
mm-hmm.
that's not okay. But your cheeks being out in minus 30 degrees weather is woman empowerment.
Yeah.
Somehow, somewhere that's woman empowerment. But you can't wear the scarf on your head because boom, boom, boom. You might just boom, boom, boom the place. You know? Like, that's all these guys hear. Like, it's crazy, you know?
You know, a lot of that shit, though, is post 9/11 talk.
Yeah, but even, okay, so even then, like, in my opinion, 9/11 was an inside job.
Mm.
Like, bro, you're, it's America, okay? You guys are the most technological, like, most advanced in technology in the world. You guys, how do you guys let two planes go into the tallest buildings in like, your country?
With no security.
With no security.
Yeah.
Like, and planes have those things where, like, people are watching it, like where they're going and mm-hmm, shit, you know? Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. They use that to get into Afghanistan. They use that to get into Iraq, get all these, like, they wanted these things. They wanted oil. They wanted all sorts of shit. Right now, they're doing it to Palestine.
That's what I was just about to get to, too, because
yeah, right now
that was the first scare. Like, I feel like it's like, and I feel like we're getting into a conspiracy bag this week, right? Yeah. But, like, the whole Muslim hate thing, there was the part one was the 9/11.
Yeah.
And now the re-up is Palestine.
Yeah, free Palestine. And they're doing the same thing. Like, they're saying, oh, Hamas has tunnels under the hospital.
Mm.
Boom, let's take the hospital out. Oh, Hamas has tunnels in the schools. Boom, take the schools out.
Mm.
Brother, at what point are we going to understand that this is ethnic cleansing? They're taking, I've seen pictures of young children online that don't deserve to, like, be going through this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad, you know?
It's gruesome, sick,
it's sickening. And they keep saying, oh, release the hostages, release. Bro, okay, you guys want to fight a war with Hamas? Go ahead. Fight that war. Nobody's stopping you guys. But fighting and carpet bombing, like, a bunch of, like, kids, like, come on, man. That's where, like, I draw the line, you know?
Yeah,
like, that's kind of crazy to me, you know? Because now you got to look at the statistics. And, bro, over, 50 to 60% of people that have died are children. And guess who, the Palestinians need to reproduce?
Yeah.
Who do they need? They don't need the six-year-olds.
Yeah.
They need the children.
They need the children.
They need the children who are going to grow up and reproduce. You get what I'm trying to say? So
they're trying to kill generations, basically.
They're trying to kill generations. You get what I'm trying to say? And it's crazy that a lot of people can't even speak up about it because... You know how that shit goes, you know?
Well, fam, like, even here, like, I feel like we're having a very intelligent conversation about it. But as a content creator, I worry because I upload on YouTube and different things like that.
I feel like the narrative is changing now, though, because I feel like people are sick and tired of seeing. I feel like certain people that did their jobs in Palestine, like capturing these moments and capturing what's going on, like, did a great thing because now, like, the world, because back in the day, say this was happening in the 1970s, right? Because that's how long it's been happening, like, since the Nakba days, like, long time ago, broski. Yeah, like, it's been going on for ages, but guess what they didn't have back then?
Social media.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have people capture. Now, guess what? These kids, they all have their iPhone 14s.
Yeah.
So guess what? You're getting caught in 4K, my brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now everything you do is in 4K. So now, like, it's these kids are starting to, I feel like my generation and the generation younger than me, they're the ones speaking up, like, yo, this shit gotta stop, you know?
But fam, like, you see, like, how we're talking about this stuff now?
Yeah.
Like, the first time that we had an interview, obviously we're going to go over your life and, like, do all of the checkmark shit,
right?
But have you always been thinking this way, fam? Or have you just started thinking more, like, over the years?
Yo, I feel like, I swear to God, and it's not only because I'm Muslim. I feel like, yo, this time when I saw, like, kids passing away, like, I cried, bro.
Mm.
You know? And I don't cry. Like, when I saw, like, kids crush under tanks and, like, kids' heads blown off and shit, like, I cried, fam.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, these kids don't deserve to go through this shit. And it's been going on for so long that it's like, yo, this shit needs to stop now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting older too. And like, any loss of life is not good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If this was happening to white people, I promise to God, white kids, I would say the same shit.
Yeah.
If this was happening to our black brothers, I would say the same shit. You get what I'm trying to say? It don't matter who it's happening to.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese, Japanese, Korean, white, black. It don't matter. There's children passing away, bro.
Yeah.
At a very high rate. So, like, if I don't speak up, then, like, what am I good for? You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who am I? You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And I've always thought, like, bro, it's like your moral compass, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and be quiet. Like, yeah, okay, my social media might get shadow banned, but guess what? People's heads are getting blown off. What matters more, my social media or somebody's? Or 50,000 kids' lives. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to say, you know,
that's real talk, fam.
It don't matter, you know, at the end of the day, like, we're all gonna pass away and we're gonna, like, this, all this shit is temporary, all this social media, all this music, we're all gonna be dead soon, bro. You know, next 60 years, I promise you, all of us in the graves. So guess what? Like, it shouldn't matter. Like, speak up about what's right, and that's really what it is, you know.
Yeah, that's real talk right there, fam. And some jewelry.
Yeah.
So even for you, even on the life mission, right? Like, you're a musician, you're putting out a lot of music, right? Mm. Like, what's the goal in the back of your mind while you're building the catalog and you're moving around?
I just want to give back when I'm done with all of this, I just want to go around the world and just give back, start organizations where I can help kids. Build schools, build wells in places there they don't have clean water.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. I don't know how I'm going to get to it, but that's where I see myself in 10 years.
Yeah.
That's where I see myself. I want to give back. I want to help the needy, you know?
Mm.
I really want to help the needy, because when I help people, I feel like real happiness, where I don't really feel it every day, you know? Because we live in a city where, like, it's so much low vibration shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, bro, like, I wake up and the first thing you see on your post is, yo, this person got shot, or this person passed away.
Yeah.
Or this person's calling out that person. Like, all that shit don't even matter, bro. You know?
Yeah. I don't see you. I see you on the blog for things, but yeah. I don't see you on the blog for a lot of, for lack of a better term, opping.
Because I don't want to do that. It's so dumb. Like, it's like, I'm gonna beef you on the internet for the world to see, the police to look at it and poke pieces together.
Yeah.
I'm not only making my life harder, I'm kind of dry ratting on you too.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, when I was growing up, the older guys, they always told us, like, yo, keep that shit off the internet, you know?
Mm.
And I get it. It's you're going to get your views and stuff. But, like, you got to think about long term, because this shit is not a race. It's a marathon.
Yes. Yes. Because
as long as I've been here, I've seen a lot of them come and go, bro.
And fam, we're not talking about mad long. Like, you've been doing your thing. I've been doing my podcast longer than you've been doing your thing.
But in Toronto rap age, I'm like a friggin', I've been around a lot. Like,
you're an OG now?
Yeah, like, in Toronto rap age from 2019 is like, bro, like, now it's like, because I seen guys come 2021 and mid-2021, they're gone.
Yeah.
I seen guys come 2022, not even make it to 2023. And it's like, yeah, they're hot for a little bit. Yeah, everyone's opt out, you know? But guess what? It don't last, bro.
Yeah.
And guess who? Like, you're not here no more, brother. You lost. The game is done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Game over. Finito. Like, it's over, brother.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? And that's why you play smart. You got to play smart.
One thing we were having a conversation, and salute to B3, big salute to DJ Czar, big salute to Dusty Wallace. We were having a big combo on the pod the other day. And Keep Six had posted about being a Toronto rapper, and don't just look to be a Toronto rapper. Make sure to go outside of the city and different things like that.
Yeah.
Because being known as a Toronto rapper could kind of, like, pigeonhole you, right?
It could. There's a roof in Toronto. There's a ceiling. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And a lot of artists touch that ceiling. And then it's like, yeah, okay, where do I go next? Okay, for me, I'm Pakistani, right? So I have the whole Punjabi side. I can make music there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? You got, there's the UK.
Yes.
There's like people like Killy. He's doing a whole tour in Europe right now.
Yeah.
Amazing. You get what I'm trying to say? You go around collecting bags. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Shout out to Casper. I see him going around the whole.
He was just in Calgary or something Calgary, the other day.
Like, yeah. He's just doing like bare show. Shout out to Roni, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like real shit. Like I'm going to give all the flowers that these people deserve. Like shout out to Roni. Like yeah. I see him like collecting bags from every province, bro.
Shout out to you. Yeah. Shout out to AR.
Shout out to AR. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, man, I'm going around collecting bags from different, like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, I just got called out to a Khabib event, like, 2 days ago. Got paid for it. Got to bring somebody, like, sick. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
holy fuck.
Like, you're sitting there. You're sitting,
I got to put an air horn on that.
Yeah. You know, like, you're sitting there and you're thinking, like, yo, like, music did this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Like, you're mine, bro.
Facts. And and another thing I was gonna say is, so say you're opt out on Instagram all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they want you there?
We're at the shows?
No, I like say at Khabib event.
No. You're scary now.
You're scary. Now you're not like they don't want you there, bro. You get what I'm trying? Yo, it's not. I'm not saying don't have beef. It's impossible not to have beef in the city.
Yeah.
But fam, like, you got to keep it on a very, 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 you got to keep it on the lows.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like nobody knows except for you, your people, them and their people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not everything has to be televised, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Like, leave it in the streets, bro. You get what I'm trying to say? That's gangsta.
No, if you're really gangster, you're supposed to leave it in the streets.
Leave it in the streets, fam, you know?
Because yeah.
Because trust me, when you go to court and then those comments start popping up and those, then you're going to regret it like on some like, oh, that was all entertainment. But guess what? This happened and then you commented this. Like,
yeah.
Like
they pull up your Instagram live on the screen.
Right there. Like, brother, 4K, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? And I love all these artists from my city. I promise you, I want everybody to win, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to say that's why it kind of makes me sad. Like I messaged certain artists and they pass away, bro.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, like it makes me sad. I'm like, bro, like, come on. Like you couldn't even stay like another year. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Or they do a bid that's going to be hard to come back from after that many years.
Yeah, facts.
Like, okay. And just an open question before we go back into like you as the artist, right?
Uh-huh.
How long do you think an artist has if they go away to jail to still be able to come back and do a comeback?
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
Honestly, to me, I feel like it all depends on music and it all depends on, you got to understand, like, music's not the only thing. Like, you can make your brand bigger than your music.
Mm.
A lot of people don't understand that, you can just be a brand.
Yeah.
Like, you're just a guy. Like, you don't have to be making music every month. You made your music, now you're a brand, you're doing other shit, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Doing content, you're doing all sorts of other different shit. You're looking for new artists in the city, like, that you can put on for. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, putting them on paperwork, like, different genres, Punjabi music, Spanish music, boom. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? So it's not, I feel like, if you want to blow in the creative space, like, there's always room and there's no age limit out here, bro. Like, to me, there's no age limit out here. Like, I'm 27. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, I plan to do this shit for like forever. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah,
if it's not music, it's content. If it's not content, I'm trying to build my brand into some next shit. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Just keep going, you know? Just don't stop.
Yeah, but full circle now, let's say you're an established artist, right?
Yeah,
you're gone now. Is it 5 years?
No, I think like
10 years.
No, 5 years.
Like, okay, long. Let's use Tory Lanez for an example.
Okay.
He's got a 10 piece. Now we know he's not going to do the whole 10,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He comes back after 7. Is he still going to be as hot?
No.
Is that too, why? Is it too long?
It's too long. People move on. You get a little older.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? You just got to learn to like enjoy your, what you've built for yourself. Come home. He's independent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like he has all his whole catalog. Like he's still making a bag, you know? Yeah, like sometimes yeah, you just got to learn to just enjoy what God gave you and just be like, thank God, like I had a crazy 10-year run. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like you don't always, bro, like people, I see people like, get enough artists that are like 40 now. You fell off. Brother, he was on for fucking 15 years.
Yeah. It's true. Like, it's true.
You have to go down one day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't stay the hottest forever.
Yeah.
Like, it is impossible to stay the hottest forever. Eventually, someone's going to come around and take that place, you know? So it's
yeah.
like, stop telling 40-year-old men you fell off. Like, or like 35. True. Like, bro, that guy's been in the game for freaking 15 years. Killing it, and now okay, yeah, he has a bad 6 months, a year. His album only does freaking say 40k, which is still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Of first week,
instead of a million or instead of 100,000, okay, yeah,
he fell off. But guess what? 3 years ago, his album did freaking 400k. How did he fall off? Like I don't understand. He's hot, like it, bro. It's, like I don't even know how to explain this to
people. No, they want you to be hot forever, bro.
Like we're not like we're human beings, brother.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a fairy tale, brother. You know, like eventually you fall off. That's what happens. What goes up comes down.
Must come down.
It comes down, and it's gonna come down. You know.
Yeah.
Unless you're Drake.
Yeah,
he's been hot forever. Like, unless you're Drake, that shit don't apply to Drake. Still,
he's kind of an anomaly when it comes to that.
Yeah,
man.
Like he was sounding like crazy. Like, yeah, that man's good. It's the
speaking of Drake, and yeah. Like I have my questions here, but like we're just talking, bro.
Uh-huh.
Two things. Speaking of Drake,
uh-huh.
After the Drake follow, did you get any conversations?
Yeah, like not like full on conversation, mm-hmm. But yeah, we.
Talk. And we don't have to go to the content of the conversation.
Yeah.
But like there was convo.
Yeah, back and forth. Yeah.
Good, sure. good.
Yeah.
Also with Drake, you've seen what happened when the whole viral thing. It kind of took the whole city by storm when he jumped in the comments under the We Love Hip Hop page. Go follow We Love Hip Hop Network on Instagram, and he said, if Pressa and Doovy do a tune together, he'll jump on the collab.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of like back and forth started, like people on one side saying, nah, you know, hold your integrity. And then other people like, no, this is an alley-oop, do it.
Yeah.
What's your side on that?
Okay, so yo, my take on this is like, yo, people forget to understand that as an artist, so you're from a hood, right? Yo, if you do that song, but guess what? You're going to have to answer to freaking a lot of people.
Yeah.
People who've lost their brothers, people who've lost their sons. You're going to have to answer to a lot of people, especially when you're in jail. Okay. Say, for instance, like, yeah, you do the song. Okay. Fam, you're on a range full of like spillers that don't care about music, bro.
Yeah.
So we got to learn to understand, like, we care about music, right? Fam, some people don't give a fuck about music.
Their life is not going to change if you do like, the feature.
It don't matter. Like, yeah, what? So you think I care about your song? I don't care about your song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? I care about my bro that passed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what matters to them. So it's like, I don't even know why that was even like, I don't know, man. Like, to be honest, I don't want to sound like a, oh yeah. Like, I'm all for pushing peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? And like, everybody just getting along and shit. But I just feel like it's too much. Like, I feel like that happening would just bring so much like other shit into play. Like, it would be hard. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You know? But both of them deserve
their own feature.
Their own feature. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it was good intentions.
It was good intentions. No.
Just wrong move. Like slightly, like not a completely wrong move, but just like a slightly like wrong worded move type of thing.
Yeah. It was definitely good intentions because you got to understand like, He wrote it out of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wrote that shit out of love. Like,
yeah.
I got you guys. You get what I'm trying to say? So, it was definitely from a good place. It's just, yo, we live in a very toxic city, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we're just from a very, like, toxic city, like, mm-hmm. you know? And it's always going to be contrary. Like, I seen that shit happening. And then all of a sudden, it turned into some, like, crazy shit. Like, everybody's dissing each other.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting at each other. I'm like, this started with peace.
It's true.
I'm like, this was supposed to be
Twitter
about
spaces, all
I'm
that
like,
shit.
I'm like, this was about to be about peace. And mm-hmm. it just turned into some straight up, like, just crazy shit, you know?
That's Toronto for you, though, bro. Yeah, man. But, well, listen, man, salute to all parties involved, fam. Like, we, you know, like you said, we're making music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
facts. Also, when I'm watching your shows, bro, the first time I seen you perform, actually, the first time I seen you perform was the Rolling Loud, but the first time I seen you perform, like, in a venue is when you opened for A.R. Paisley, last year. It was summertime, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, you look like you were still getting used to the stage.
So, let me tell you what happened that day.
Mm.
I go to do sound check. I do sound check. Okay? We're done. We did sound check. Boom, boom, boom. I go home. I come back. All right. I'm waiting. I'm there upstairs, you know, having fun. All right. I'm up next. I go. I'm in the back room. I'm in the green room. I'm waiting. He calls me out. My mic's missing.
Holy shit.
My mic's missing. Mm-hmm. The one I did all my fucking auto-tune.
The one that you did a sound check with, yeah.
Sound check with. My auto-tune, my fucking mic's missing.
Yeah.
So now I have to grab a random ass mic, get on stage, and now I'm already pissed off because I'm like, how the fuck does my mic go missing?
Yeah.
So now I'm already, like, it just started off bad. So I was like, you know what? Not the best day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, after that day, like, I was making sure, like, my mic's never missing, bro, you know?
Are you, like, because this stage is to this rap shit, right? Like, being a complete artist. And I feel like you're now getting into the different levels of it now, right?
Yeah.
Like, at first, you know, you're putting up YouTube videos, SoundCloud, and, you know, Spotify, whatever. It's whatever. But now you're getting to that stage, you got to perfect the stage show. Yeah. Are you practicing at home, doing different, like...
We have rehearsal rooms that we're going into now, like, before...
Sick.
Before, like, if I'm performing, like, we just performed the other day, and, like, we had a whole rehearsal, like, tinguan and, you know, to rehearse and shit. Yeah, I take this shit serious, like, because people are paying to come and see you, like, you might as well just give them a good show, you know?
Yeah.
But people still got to understand, like, where... I'm like still learning as I go by, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect me to go on stage and be on some like a Playboy Cardi shit because I'm runner, brother. You get what I'm trying to say? So I'm still getting used to it.
No, not your Playboy Cardi was runner on stage at one point in time.
Facts. And I'm still getting used to it, and I'm trying my best, and I'm trying to make it happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we rehearse before our shows, and that's what it is, you know?
No, that's dope, man. I love to see the progression, bro.
I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man. Also, you know, while I'm surfing the net, I see you have this t-shirt, Views from Thorncliff. Not the one you're wearing now, but you had a t-shirt with says Views from Thorncliff. Who's the person on the t-shirt?
Views from Thorncliff?
Yeah.
I think it was I think it was a song. No, it was a song name.
But you had like a guy on a t-shirt.
Oh! I know what you're talking about. Okay, so yo, that's his name is Imran Khan, right?
Okay.
So yo, I'm kind of like big on like politics in Pakistan because I want to see my country like get better and like I'm trying to say because there's so much corruption going on and like. My I have a lot of family back home, and that guy's the guy who's like here to save my home country.
Yeah,
and he just got jailed for like 14 years and like a bunch of shit over just some like they're just trying to take him out. Anybody good we get that's actually trying to save the country,
mm-hmm.
they just try to throw them out. So he got jailed on some like he had a watch, he got as a gift from like somewhere in England. And he sold it, and they said he was scamming or something. I don't know what it was. And he got jailed for 14 years over that.
That's
and
crazy.
This guy's like the prime minister. My dad loves him. I love him. So it's like a family thing. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm like, Let me raise some awareness. You get what I'm trying to say?
Shout him out. Shout him out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, shout out Imran Khan, you know? IK, you know what I mean? PTI. Imran Khan, man. PTI. PTI. That's the party. You get what I'm trying to say? And yeah, they're there to save the country, man, you know?
Yeah, man. And there's another thing I was watching, and this is not related to you on your Instagram. We brought it up on the podcast at one point. There's this movie. It got shut down in like four different theaters. It was like a Bollywood movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, fam?
I heard about it.
Okay. Talking to somebody from the community.
Yeah.
Because we're just speculating on the pod, fam. Well, it could have been because of this, could have been because of this.
Yeah.
We don't have no idea. Why do you think they shut down this movie, fam? And we went watch the trailer. The trailer looked like a gladiators, like an Indian gladiators.
I think I'm not Indian, but I think I'm Pakistani, so I'm not really like, captain. But I think it was like something to do with religion, where like they probably disrespected like one religion, and the other religion didn't like it, so they started like kind of protesting about it,
mm-hmm.
and they had to kind of remove the movie, because that happens a lot. Like sometimes they'll even make. Like, yo, one thing I don't like is every time anybody makes a movie about Muslims, we're blowing something up.
Mm.
We're going to the train station with a backpack. Why are you guys always make us in the movies look like the bad guys? Like, what the hell? Like,
it's propaganda,
you know?
Bro.
Yeah, like, I don't like that. It's like every time I see a movie and there's a guy about to go do some, cause a massacre or something. He happens to be wearing a topi and a juba. And it's like, bro, come on, man. Like, change the narrative now, you know? We're good people. We don't boom, boom, boom. We're good people.
It goes back to what I was saying.
We don't always boom, boom, boom everything. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, stop making it look like we just boom, boom everything. Like, we don't do that. We're good people.
But it goes back to what I was saying before with the 9/11 thing.
Uh-huh.
Post 9/11, they started using Muslims as the bad guys in the movie.
Yeah.
Pre 9/11, like, cause I'm an old head. Yeah. So like, in the 80s and 90s, they used to always have the Russians, like in the American movies.
Russians were the bad guy.
Yeah. Down to Rocky, all of that, right? Yeah.
So they choose who's the bad guy.
Yes.
Like every couple decades, they choose the bad guys, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm.
So now, yeah, the Muslims are bad guys. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, cool. It is what it is. Guess what? You guys don't like us. I don't like you. You know, if you don't like me, I don't like you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I can say about you guys too. You know, how about we make some movies about school shootings and make the white guy play the freaking?
That's not gonna happen.
How about we make a movie where a school gets shot up and the white guy is playing the white and main character?
Let's make that happen.
How come I don't see a movie like that?
Dylan Roof movie.
Is there actually one?
No.
Yeah, like, where is the movie?
They got little documentary pieces and
but
stuff.
But I can show you 10 movies where the Muslim guy is going into the subway station. Yeah. I promise you, from Bollywood to Hollywood. But guess what? I've never seen one movie where the white guy is going into the school with an AR-15.
Yeah. And they got enough movies for all brothers.
The directors in Toronto, let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. I'll make the script. How about that?
That would be a controversial movie, bro.
I'll make the script.
Yeah. A movie about a white guy shooting up a school.
Yeah.
Made by a Muslim man.
made by Runner. made by Runner. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a headline.
But yo,
off
topic.
Yeah.
But yo, let's talk about what's the drama that's been going on with you.
Big Sleuth is Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer!
Let's talk about the drama that's been going on with you in the
which
city, right?
Which one, bro? I'm like, just like you, I got multiple dramas, bro.
Like yeah, facts. So I feel like I'm like, when you're like somebody who's like like has a little following, you get what I'm trying to say, like it comes with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you we're in the public eye, you know?
We checkmark gang, bro.
Yeah, we checkmark gang. All right, so yo, so obviously, there's some like CUGK. He's been going around saying.
Okay, so this, and I'll premise this quick fast.
Facts.
This because we pre-record these interviews and come out later. I'm gonna clip this and put this out now.
Okay. Okay.
What happened with them is their page got a bunch of strikes.
Okay.
They hit me up and said, "Bro," because they see my name, my gubby on it.
Yeah.
Said, "Fam, how you strike me?"
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I never sent them no strikes. I'm not saying I'm against sending out strikes.
Okay.
Okay. I've sent out strikes, and the people who got their strikes, just wait for it. Okay. I'm not all against it.
All right, cool.
But if the only reason I'll strike somebody is if you use like us having this combo here and you don't freaking tag We Love Hip Hop or tag me or like fam, they're using interviews and not giving me the tag.
Yeah.
The people who I did strike.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Canadian Underground Kings never did that.
Okay.
They got hit with one strike that I never sent them. And then they got hit with three more after they blocked me.
Okay. So do you think that somebody is using your name to strike?
I know somebody is using my name. Because when I went to go retract the strikes, because we finally got to an agreement where I'll take the strikes away.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Boom. I go to take the strikes away. They say, you're not authorized to take these strikes away. I start looking deeper into the paperwork now. The person's name on it. Yes, it's my first and last name.
There's a whole disclosure.
Yes, I have the receipts.
There's a whole disclosure.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
But my Friday is in the middle as the middle name. My middle name, not Friday, fam. It's like, it's not my real name. Friday's not my real name.
So they're trying to frame you.
So why would that be in my govy? Two. The email address attached. I could say it public. It said Derek Jones, 12345, blah, blah, like some weird.
Yo, one of you hackers.
Somebody out there impersonating
one of
me, bro.
One of you hackers. We need you to decode this email, Derek Jones.
Derek Jones, 12345987@gmail.com. Do a reverse search and find who that is.
Yo, one of you hackers from the city. I know one of you guys out there can do it. Please go and find Derek Jones. We need Derek Jones because Derek Jones is framing Friday.
And he got their page packed out. And the thing is, it'd be one thing if we could just find a way that like we could have resolved it like right away.
Mm-hmm.
But this motherfucker went on a tirade for 72 hours, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Made all kind of memes. Put the honeypot on my head, fam. The honeypot, bro.
Fuck, not the honeypot.
When you get the honeypot, fam, you know, fam. You seen the honeypot. When you see it online, you're like, oh, not him. You know when the honeypot is out, bro?
Nah, not the honeypot,
You gotta just
bro.
Shake your head at your phone and be like, not him, bro.
The honeypot is crazy,
yes,
bro.
Fam. They gave me...
The honeypot is probably the worst thing.
Like, yes, bro. Still.
Once you get the honeypot, it's like... But yo, it's kind of... You know why I kind of like understand? It's because I'm not gonna play like... I'm gonna speak for like both sides.
Mm.
I feel for him because... His page is at 65,000 followers is a lot of followers to lose. So I understand like the anger he might be feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like you say, yes, yeah, it's not you. But in his head, he thinks that, you know,
there's nothing else, but he could think that it's me. Yeah,
exactly. So that's why he's like probably directing all his anger at you. You get what I'm trying to say?
That's fine. It's not
but
fine.
Not the honeypot.
No. Even the honeypot, I'll deal with that.
Okay.
What's not fine is when all your little cronies and all your little boyfriends start joining in and doing collabo posts. That's not fine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Right? It's one thing because he has a reason to be mad. And we now have an understanding that it's not me. But all you other, you guys were waiting to find something to like, let's go Friday K on this guy.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like those guys are Friday K still.
Fam. Now that we know that it's not me, I got to see everybody's real feelings, bro.
Okay, how about this? Do you think you would ever be able to like clear it up with like the thing, like the Derek Jones stuff?
Listen, bro, I
like not even in the public's eye.
No,
like,
but
say
that's
like
the thing.
You and CUGK in private that you can make him. You can make him understand that, you don't have to do it for the public because you don't want anybody.
They know already.
Also, they know.
They know. As we're having this conversation, I've spoken to multiple of these blog pages.
Yeah.
The ones that were speaking on his behalf because he ain't got no page.
Oh, no. He has one right now.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm blocked from all their pages, bro.
Oh, fine. Okay. Yeah. They're probably like scared. They probably think Friday's
coming. No, from the day that he sent me the first thing, he blocked me.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't talk to him. I talk to the other guys who do collaborations with and stuff, right?
I can't lie. I fuck with those kids. I can't lie because they've always dealt with me righteous. Like, same way as you've always dealt with me righteous. Yeah. That's why I mess with you too, you know? That's why I'm not like trying to take no sides here. You got to say, but I believe you. If you say that you didn't do what you did, I don't think you have a reason to lie, you know?
Fam, the proof's in the pudding. It's like literally on the paperwork.
And if you're saying, yeah, you've sent them like an email.
Yeah.
Then yeah. But yeah, like 65K, I feel for him too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him because he was doing, like, we got to understand, these are people that are all trying to help the city, posting artists, you know, posting our music, posting our content. So they're trying to uplift the city. Same way as with you. You post the city. You uplift the community.
No. I post the city, but I actually sit and talk with the artist.
Yeah, facts. Okay.
That's a whole different thing. Facts. I put up lights. There's a camera here. There's mics, everything.
Facts.
Space.
Okay. Facts.
It's different than sitting. Then afterwards, I'll sit in my home, or in my room, and then post a clip of this shit that we just produced.
Facts. Okay.
That's a whole different story.
Facts.
So if you go and then you use this shit that I done produced, edited, all that shit, and then don't tag me, eat a dick.
Okay, I get where you're coming from over there still.
The other shit where, like, you know, some rapper dissing me or a blog dissing me, I don't care, fam. That actually brings me more attraction.
Yeah.
So I'll never report that. And if I was to report it, it wouldn't be copyright.
Yeah.
It'd be harassment.
It wouldn't be copyright, it would be harassment.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So this guy, Derek Jones, he filed four copyrights.
Yo, Derek Jones, bro. Like, whoever you are, whoever you are, Derek Jones, this is not right, Derek Jones.
I got a sound effect for him.
Yeah. But anyways, shout out to you. Shout out to them too, you know.
Salute to you, bro.
I hope you guys all resolve your problems. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And I hope, like, everybody just finds a neutral point where...
Listen, fam, we can resolve the problem. We just don't have to be friends.
Facts. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. There's a lot of people that I am not friends with, but if I see them in public, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
We're men. We don't have to see, like...
But you can see they're in public because you know what they look like.
Yeah.
These guys would have any of the people, like any of the blog people that I've had issues with, they'd have to come up to me and let me know that who they are.
Yeah.
Right? Because they could recognize me, but I don't know who they are.
Do you ever feel like, okay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like nervous?
Like,
because everybody knows your face and like, say like you're like say like you have tension with people. Do you ever feel like, yeah, your face is burnt in the city? Because it is. I feel like everybody knows you.
Mm.
So do you ever feel like a little nervous that, yo, everybody knows my face? And because, like, shit happens, you know?
Nervous is not really what I feel.
Okay, what do you feel?
I feel more like on guard.
Right? Like your guard's
like
up.
I go out on like I'm in the Shoppers Drug Mart. I'm in the gym. I'm outside all the time. And I bump into people and stuff like that. But my head is always on a swivel. And weirdly enough, I'm always looking for like who I kind of profile as my demographic.
Yeah.
And then I just keep to see, make sure what their eyes are doing. You know what I'm saying?
The most people I run into is at the gym.
Mm.
Yeah. That's
facts, actually.
That's why I like going late night. Because like gym is a very, and it's like, everybody is just like trying to act like they're dogged out. And it's like, bro, like you guys are pups. I hate the gym sometimes because it's like so much like guys are just trying to act so tough and shit. Like, buddy, sit down, you know? Like,
well, I got to ask you the same question that you asked me. Yeah. Like, fam, like I don't got a million views on my shit, bro. You're walking around with over a million views on music videos.
You have accumulated.
Accumulated, yes.
Yeah, a lot more than a million views.
But
and
like,
yo, I don't feel like numbers justify the impact somebody's had on the city. You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go into the older videos of all the guys that really started rapping in Toronto, some of those views are only at like 40K, 50K.
Yeah.
But those songs were hits in the city.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't really watch, like, because I've seen guys with a million monthly listeners and they're nobodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I've seen a guy with like 200 KML listeners, and he's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like
numbers. It's all, yeah,
numbers to me is not like the biggest thing. It's like who. It's like, are you what's the impact you've made? The in
impact,
the city,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
What's the impact you really made in the city? You get what I'm trying to say? So it's like numbers. I don't watch that shit no more. Like that. It's like who you are as a person and how much people you've touched.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say? So you like obviously like you've been around for. You've seen so, like you said, how many artists you seen come and go, bro?
Dozens, bro.
How many like stars, like real, like they're probably gonna be stars? You seen?
No, no, they were stars.
They were a star, but they were gonna go higher and higher.
You yeah, know? Yeah, yeah. I've seen some people who have had record deals, major deals.
Yeah,
and they just kind of not fell off, but like they're not the talk of the town no more.
Yeah, like I said, people get old. People have their people have their runs. Sometimes you got to learn to enjoy your run and find peace with it instead of just trying to keep doing it and ruining your legacy and what you've built for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it, hug it, embrace it, and live with it, be happy with it, and move on. Don't drag it out sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because once you start dragging it out, then it's like people start looking at you a little weird. Then are you really a guy? Are you really a sick man? Maybe not, because now you're just like begging it.
You're holding on. You're not doing things on your own terms if you have to do it when you're super old. Like you have to do it.
Yeah, like exactly.
You're not
like,
living life on your own terms anymore. Yeah. So you can't boast and big up your chest like you're the guy.
Yeah, fact. Like learn to
you're live, a slave to that at this point.
If it's not working out like super crazy anymore, fam, it's okay. You had a great 5-10 year run.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Like you had a great time. And especially this is for the guys who are actually making money too. Like they're making money not from music, other things, you know? Like, fam, come on. Like you're living a good life now. Like you don't have to be trying to push it now, you know?
Yeah.
Understand if you have passion for music. Yeah, I'm not here. I can't sit here and just speak like, yeah, I don't have passion for music. Like if you have passion for music and that's what you love doing, by all means, but
have different expectations.
I feel like a lot of guys are just doing it for like clout, like
yes,
there's no like passion behind it, you know.
You could be making music till you're 80, but don't expect when you drop don't be mad when you're okay, I'm pushing it 50s. You could be pushing music in your 50s, but don't be mad when you're not the shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Have different expectations as you get older.
Yeah, and I feel like people in our city are growing old. But my bad. That's Reed calling me. My guy Reed, King B Productions. Give him a.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Give him a sound.
Hold on. Oh shit. Yo, King B, pull up, man.
Yo, King B, that's my dog still.
We need you, bro. Yeah,
okay. Give me 1 second.
You might need to get him on the phone.
Okay, where were we Friday?
Like with these people getting older, the different expectations that they might have, guys trying to do the, you know, trying to hold on just for the clout.
Like, I feel like the older you get, you can keep making music, but your mindset has to change a little bit too. Like, mm-hmm. You gotta like, start acting like your age, bro.
Yes.
Stop acting like you're still 17, my brother. Mm-hmm. You know, like. Mm-hmm. You're not 17 anymore. You're older a little bit, you know, like act your age now. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of people looking up to you. Like act your age, you know, don't act 17 no more. Like, come on, bro.
That's why podcast, bro.
Yeah. Like act your age a little bit, you know, you fam. Can still make music, but just act your age.
But fam, like, yes, you can still make music. I'm in my later 40s now.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine I was still rapping now and not podcasting.
Yeah. It would be a little weird. It would be weird.
I get the, yo, you're old head podcaster all the time, fam. You know who I look up to in podcasting?
Joe Budden.
Besides him, the other Joe.
Joe Rogan.
Exactly. I love that nigga's like 60.
I love his podcast.
Exactly, fam. I learned from listening to his pod how to have real pods, bro.
I love his podcast.
So you're going to tell him he's too old?
No, fam.
Honestly, he just got $250 million like 3 years ago, eh?
Yeah, you're right. And yo, podcasting is a thing where like It's when you're older, you chill, you kick up and you talk your shit, bro. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
I would love to podcast. Like when I'm older, yeah, bring me the mic. Bring me the cameras. I'm podcasting, broski, you know?
The amount of stories that you're going to be able to tell when you get older and you get past the stat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, fam, I'm having a great time. I'm able to tell some of my old stories from like 15 years ago when I was really in these streets.
Yeah.
And not get in trouble for them, fam.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But
you gotta be a little careful.
Though. I still, fam, but like, I ain't hurt nobody.
Be a little, yeah.
Right?
Be a little careful.
I do. I am careful, but like, fam, if, you know, I went away for a lot of shit. I could tell the stories now.
What happened with that guy? That guy who killed Tupac, they say.
Oh, Keefy D.
Keefy D. Like,
don't worry, I'm not going to Keefy D myself.
Keefy D thought he was safe, you know? Keefy D thought he was safe until the feds came knocking on his door.
Yeah,
you know?
But he murked Pac, bro. Yeah. Or he allegedly, his people's murked Pac.
I don't even think he did it. I think he was just talking about it. Or his people did, I think.
Yeah, you know? He was in the car. You said he handed the gun to his
Yo, his, I don't understand. Like, his nephew. Did you think that, like, after, like, 30 years that, yo, like it just vanishes? Like, the case file? Bro, it's still there.
No, and there's no statute of limitation on murder, fam.
Yeah, like they're still waiting, bro. Like, who? If I was his friend, and he did that, and I'm the one who did it, bro. Are you crazy for podcast? For a little, like, you're getting a little change to run the podcast. You're dumb.
Yeah, probably less than 30 racks, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you this question: as you're more than just a drill rapper, but you've made drill rap before.
I have.
Right.
Uh huh.
But in general, as somebody who's made drill rap, why do artists make drill rap?
I feel like for me, when I started, I was coming from a different like headspace. And I feel like it's the things we grow up around sometimes, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we listen to when we were growing up. That's what we listen to. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, so it's like, that's the first thing that came to our minds when we hit the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I'm going to go to the studio and go, la, 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 la. Like, yeah.
It's like, fuck the ops.
You get in the studio, you go, yeah, yeah, you know, like that right there. Like, I'm not getting in the studio and just going, la, 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 because I wasn't la, 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 lying. Like, I was, you know, we got it. We went to the studio with the mandem.
Yeah, and it's the first thing on your mind.
It's
probably
the first
too.
Thing on your mind. You're trying to get shit off your chest. You're a kid.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'm grown. I'm like getting wiser. So now I want to make music like whatever I'm feeling, you know,
and experiencing too,
like whatever, wherever I'm traveling, like I'm making music, I'm writing there, like whatever's going on in my life, whatever good things going on in my life, that's what's going on.
Write it down.
That's what's going on, you know.
Speaking of to travels, and we're gonna be wrapping up soon because we're like about an hour in. We're having some good combo here. You said traveling. Have you done the UK trips and stuff like that yet?
I've been to the UK. Yeah,
nice.
The UK. I didn't really like the UK. I didn't like the weather. I didn't like how congested it is. It's definitely, the music scene over there is insane though.
Mm.
I was just in Cuba 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Okay.
I hated the food.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I did not like the food. I actually went alone too.
Really?
I just got up and I just went, you know? Because, yeah, I was just like, bro, I was so tired of the weather. I'm like, I just gotta go, you know? So I just booked my ticket and I left. It was fun. I had so much fun alone.
Like, dope.
Yeah, I went alone. Like, I would go somewhere alone again.
I did that for Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I would go alone for sure. I don't mind at all. So, I recommend traveling alone to any. I'm going to Saudi Arabia in September for religious reasons. And then I'm going to go to Pakistan, my home country, try shooting some shit over there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it for now, you know? I have a lot of other personal things going on in my life right now that I don't even want to speak on the podcast.
No.
But yeah, like a lot of personal shit, you know? So I'm busy with that, you know?
You can give me those headphones, man.
Yeah, a lot of personal shit going on. So man, just trying to live and let live, brother.
Hey, listen, man, I'm really proud of just the progression that you've been having over your career, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like every time I have another conversation with you, I'm seeing you get more mature, bro. And I'm watching you like having conversations on other platforms and shit.
Yeah.
Giving like not just hot takes, like intelligent takes, fam.
Yeah.
So like keep doing that and put that shit into the music, bro.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank you very much. And it's just like, I appreciate like the supporters. I have this little cult fan base that mm-hmm, always mm-hmm. rocks with me. And mm-hmm. I just want to like say thank you to them. I want to say thank you to all the blogs that keep posting me, like, you know, that supported me over the years, like Keep Six, you, Kenzo, CUGK, Hotspot, all you guys, like Real Toronto News. Like, I love all you guys, you know, I love mm-hmm. all you guys the same. You get what I'm trying to say? That's when you guys fight, I'm like, why are you guys fighting?
Yeah, John, listen, fam.
We're the city, you know?
We'll make peace. Yeah. You know, I'm all about the peace, yeah. bro. I'm all about the peace, but like I said, we just don't have to be friends.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Saw you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Roadrunner in the building.
Runner.
Listen, man. I really enjoyed this conversation we had here. Yeah. What you got coming up next?
So Ramadan's coming up, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yo, I had a song uploaded with Bebo Drill Doc.
Okay.
He passed away.
R.I.P.
Yesterday. So I'm going to have to, I was talking to his family. So I'm taking that down and re-uploading it back for after Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
I have another single coming out after Ramadan. So that's really about it. I have two singles right after Ramadan in April. And then hopefully we can drop a tape this year if everything's looking good.
Dope. I'm going to take us out here with a track here. Pronounce this here for me, Nakar.
Yeah.
Did Nakre. I pronounce that right?
Yeah, that's one of the Nakre. Yeah, that's one of the Punjabi songs I did, and it's been doing crazy numbers. It charted in Pakistan. And we have a part two that we have recorded that's coming out also.
Fam, I just looked at the number right now. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's only been 2 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's only been 2 months for that song. So
that's sick, fam. Yeah,
it's only been 2 months.
So, oh man, salute to you for that, bro.
Appreciate it, brother.
Quick thing before we get out of here. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram, DiamondClub_Canada. Big salute to Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. And yeah, man. I'm gonna take us out here with Nakra.
Nakra.
Oh, let's get it.
Dekh le rakane aaj ho gaya ve lutte putte shaan teri akhaan da shikaat tere husn te pyar lutte le raatan da tu chain gora mukh
kaane na
Shout out Jawad.
Big salute to Jawad.
Yeah, I've been looking for some love. Like 4 a.m. in this club. And who said gangsters don't need hug? I love you like I love my dog. Yaad teri piche puri raat jaagya kam nahi hunda teri yaad aundiya pyar hi takda mainu kyun sataundiya chhad de tu gussa ja dur chaliye show chhad de
We love hip-hop.